This week's Skip It or Stream It. Man, that was a feat of endurance that this woman underwent in that swim.
I feel like I should have known this story before it had happened.
I remembered it vaguely.
Do you?
Yeah, it was called Naiad.
Right, about Diana Naiad, the world famous swimmer.
Right.
And made even more famous as she swam from Cuba, open water.
To the Keys.
All the way to the Keys without the use of a shark cage.
I mean, what? That was 110
Excuse
miles.
Excuse me?
110 miles in the water. You know how hard it is to swim a mile? I've tried. It's
right.
hard to swim a mile.
Right.
You know?
And she had to deal with jellyfish, sharks, like all sorts of dangerous sea creatures.
Yeah.
On top of everything else. And this is without stopping, without breaks, without sleeping.
Right. Yep.
Think about that.
Nobody was even supposed to touch her, I think, was one of the rules, too.
No, they can't touch. They couldn't touch her at all. And she was very adamant about all of that.
Oh, yeah.
And this was many, many, like literally decades in the making, right? Because she did it in her 60s.
She tried the first time. I think she was 28 years old when she tried the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tried several times in her 60s because it was the fourth or fifth attempt before she finally got it.
Exactly, yeah.
What a story.
It was a 53-hour swim. Just think about being awake for 53 hours, never mind swimming, right?
Now, Ollie Rush had swam around Grand Cayman
exactly.
a couple of years ago, and that was, 60 miles total, I think he said? Does that sound about right?
I think that sounds about right.
Yeah, it's about 60 miles, yeah. So it's about half of that distance that she swam.
And he was about half her age when he did it. And in peak physical condition.
Peak, yeah. He was, definitely peak. I stood next to him. The guy was a specimen. And he still obviously struggled. I think that took him 30 hours or
right.
Well,
at one point he almost gave up and then he did that extra push just like she did in the movie. It was such an inspiring story.
That was the thing. And if you hear about a swim like that, you're thinking, oh, the movie's probably going to drag and it's going to be a little bit slow and it's not going to be worth it. And there was a lot of what they did, though, was focus on the relationship between her and her best friend who ended up training her.
Right.
And being
who was her trainer. Yeah.
And that was the story is how she interacted with the crew and the kind of people it takes around you. To get the, not only inspiration, but the strength to go through something like this. Because it takes a team.
Right.
She said at the end, and I want to play this clip coming up.
It was Bonnie Stoll.
Right.
It was her longtime best friend. And in fact, apparently they still talked like every single day.
Yeah.
She was played by Jodie Foster, the incredible Jodie Foster. And Annette Bening played Diana Naiad. They're both up for Academy Awards for this. Annette Bening for Best Actress and Jodie Foster for Best Supporting Actress.
Mm-hmm. And this scene, they were basically hugging each other as she came out of the water at the end. She did make it. I don't think we're spoiling the movie by saying that.
No, it's a quick Google search. You'll find that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was these three tips that she gave that brought me to tears. And I think Terry can relate to this.
Never, ever give up. You're never too old to chase your dreams.
Yes. Love it.
And three, it looks like a solitary sport, but it takes a team.
That's right.
And she finally came to that realization, too, I think herself, because people had always said, she's kind of a loner, and she always talked about herself when she'd get up and do speeches and stuff. But
she
did have a soft heart under it all, too, you know? That was the thing.
They did say she was known for exaggerating things, and her hyperbole was, you know, she spoke with a lot of hyperbole about herself and her accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, apparently her own book that she wrote, people called out a lot of the things she said is not true.
Really?
So, sadly, there is some controversy surrounding that swim that Guinness has never actually qualified
Right. Yeah.
They said they didn't have enough, like, I guess, people watching. Because I guess with Guinness, they're very, very particular that...
Well, they're independent monitors. They want
right.
people out
there. Yeah. So I guess they felt like her crew was too tight to her that they wouldn't have said if she didn't do it. But knowing this woman's conviction and how she kept trying and kept trying, I don't think she would have lied about it. Because she was so adamant about doing it by the book, doing it without the cage, doing it the right way. She spoke to experts. She wore that weird mask. Do you see the mask she had to wear? Jellyfish mask?
I would just say that she, given her age and the status and her physical condition and all that, she did enough to prove that she is definitely a woman to be honored. So I say stream the movie. It's
100%
an inspirational story.
Stream it.
Watch it. You won't waste your time.
Yeah,
trust
us. If you're ever feeling unmotivated, watch NIAID, and I'll tell you, you won't be unmotivated anymore because it was so motivational.
It was.
It was well done.
She could swim 110 miles. You can do whatever it is you're trying to do. Exactly. Stream it. NIAID. It's on Netflix now.